The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Cole and Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
Calling me family all of a sudden, like my mum don't know your mum. Stop telling man you're my cousin. I got day ones and I got new ones, no fake ones, trust no one. This boy better know till I die, trying to run up in the bank like Bonnie and Clyde. Cause man get money with a gang, man get girls with a gang, man eat food with a gang.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on Tuesday the 15th of April. Holla! For all you white as shit people out there, that was Skepta's new song. I probably don't have the legal right to play it, but sure, fuck it. I'm a big fan of Skepta. Check out that documentary that's online. It's called Top Boy. I think Noisy did it. Noisy being the music wing of Vice. Right up my street. Watch it. Big fan of Skepta. He's a bit of a badass. Does what he wants, basically. Basically tried to make some poppy songs. It wasn't working. Then he made some dirty, just made whatever the fuck he wanted. And everyone was like, oh, you're a great Skepta. And he's like, yeah, no, suck my dick. Beside the point, a reason to play that, other than it's fucking class, is do you know what that sample is? Huh? That is from a Queens of Stone Age song.
Me.
Do you hear it? That is Queens of the Stone Age, Regular John. How about that? One of my favourite rapper people that I like to listen to. Here, Colin, be whiter, why don't you? Do you want to be whiter when you say that? One of my favourite rapper people. One of my favourite rappers is basically sampling one of my favourite bands. You know what I'm saying? Do you want me to play you the song just so you can get that fucking, just get that vibe? This is the song that he sampled from. Will it play? Of course it won't. Oh yeah! There you go. Just some tunes from Gettis straight out of the gate. Let's move on quickly, okay? This is a General Banter Podcast. Tell you what. I'll plug two things quickly and then I'll move on. Right. Tomorrow night is Lavery's Comedy Club. Lavery's Comedy Club is the first and third Wednesday of every month. It's taken about 2 years to get it to the point where it's at now, which is, it's full of people, and it is a lovely environment to do comedy in. There's a constant, sort of steady crowd that are at it. Cheers to everyone who comes out. Cheers to all the sort of regular folks who are there at least once a month. That's amazing. But that's what we want. We want people to come down once and go, oh my God, this is like good. You know what I mean? The tunes are good. Comedy's good. You know, we'll get to have a few drinks. Or not. You don't have to drink. You know, although the bar would encourage it. Get as fucked up as you possibly can. But what you do, you know, you just treat it like a cinema. It doesn't need to be like, you know, let's get dressed up. Oh, just fucking come down after work. Chill out. You can order food. You know, get relaxed, watch a bit of fucking comedy. And that's it. And guess what? Listen to this. Tomorrow night, Mickey Bartlett is previewing his Edinburgh Fringe show for £6. It's always £6 in the Laverys Comedy Club. But that's fun, isn't it? £6. He's going to do an hour-long show of the material that he's going to do at the Fringe. Please go, because I've been designing the fucking poster for it for a good 2 months now. That's an exaggeration. However, I have had the deal with his agent, who I think thinks that I'm a fucking print shop.
Could you just redo this and fucking...
Actually, I think she's Australian.
Hey, Giddis, do the fucking poster again, you cunt!
That was probably a hybrid of a Kiwi accent, because I think I know a lot more Kiwis, #1, than I do Australian people. You know, she's all like, yeah, could you do it again with a different image? And I'm like, listen, bitch! I'm his mate, not a fucking print shop. Did you not see the email? Colin Geddes Comedy. Matter of fact, I'm busier than that cunt. Maybe not in a stand-up way, but I've a lot of shit on. You know what I'm saying? Mate. Mate? Put another fucking dick in your fucking ass. That's what they should have said in Dumbledore. Put another dick in your asshole, you cunt. Fucking unbelievable. What was my point? He's doing Laverys tomorrow night. I'm going to do support. I'm going to do a lot of new material. I'm going to tell some disgusting stories. And then Kieran Bartlett's going to MC. He's been doing gigs recently without a fucking guitar. Normally he has a guitar in a set. I think he's ditched the guitar for a minute and he's doing just normal stand-up, which has been killing it. So there you go, Laverys Comedy Club tomorrow night. Get down. Don't be doing what a few people have done, which is turn up 20 minutes early and go, I thought it was open at 8:30, and you go, yeah, it is, but it's 8:10. Right, we'll go get 4 drinks and then come back and go, what happened? It's all full of people. And you're like, yeah, people turn up at 8:30. It's full of people. So sorry about that. So there you go, Laverys Comedy Club tomorrow night. The other big announcement, of course, is the lads, aka me, Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett, Rory Woods, Aaron McCann, Dave Elliott, are all doing the Ulster Hall. Do you believe that shit? We booked the Ulster Hall for the 29th of October 2016. The Ulster Hall, guys. We made a little promo video, you know, where we walked around the place and took it all in, had our opinions on the gig coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun, and seemingly there's been a little boom of tickets as soon as it went on sale. And you know, obviously it's not going to sell out in the first fucking week. It's going to be a long process of promo, but things are looking good straight off the bat. I'm pretty sure you can't get a balcony seat anymore, so it's just general admission. We sold a whack of them too. So it's all good. It's all good, babies. Ulster Hall gig, I text my dad, sent him the picture. I think I told him before, but he didn't. No one really listens to me. So I sent him a photo, like, this is the Ulster Hall poster, and I think he'd had a few drinks at this stage, and I think it took a second for it to sink in. And then he wrote back, he's like, are you doing the fucking Ulster Hall? That's fucking unbelievable. But in the same way that you would go like, fuck off, you're not doing the Ulster, kiss my arse, you're not doing the Ulster Hall. In that sort of way that you would talk, he said, you're doing the Ulster Hall? No way. And then he said, kiss my salty walnuts. And I went, oh, good. Thanks, Dad. Do you want to go or no? Do you want to go watch us there? It's a big moment. Kiss my salty walnuts. Which, you know, a lot of people think, yeah, they've asked me, like, how do you come up with that stuff for, like, Bethy McDee and all? And you go, well, I just basically take the things my dad says and put them on paper. Kiss my salty walnuts. Delicious tea. You can hear me slurping there. I haven't had coffee in about 3 days. And let me tell you something. You do need to come down off it. And you're probably sitting at home going, do you know what, Colin? Tea has as much caffeine. And maybe it does, but it does, you know, I don't have 8 cups of tea in a row the way I would coffee. And then sit there having a heart attack. My brain is so fucking fried. My brain's like one of them game shows where, you know, remember those old 80s games where like someone walks into like a glass case full of money and there's a fan and it's going brrrr, and the money's flying around. That's what the inside of my mind is like. So throw 8 cups of coffee on there, it's a fucking nightmare to try and focus. So I've been trying to lay off it. I've been like, let's give this a rest. And we'll hit the green teas. I've been drinking green tea with mint. Which is about the only one that kind of makes sense. You know, there's so many of those flavoured ones. And you're like, and what annoys me is, if it tasted the way it fucking smelt, you'd be loving it. Do you want this cranberry and goji ball bag? And you smell it and you go, that smells amazing. And then you taste it and you're like, that's warm water. What the fuck am I doing here? You know, the minty one, whatever one I'm, is it peppermint or something? I can't even believe I'm saying this. I was having a wee peppermint tea. Turning to fucking Shane Todd here. Do you have a tea with a coconut milk? And you're like, it's a fucking McDonald's. You wee frick. Can I have a soy milk tea? Yeah, Starbucks like, but sure, whatever. So I think I need to just lay off the coffees for a minute. I also, you know, through various Google searches, have found, you know, basically realised that I probably suffer quite heavily from anxiety. No big shocker there, huh? You're wind up like fuck. You're doing a lot of shit. You're panicking all the time. You're doing stand-up. That's hardly relaxing. Yeah, sometimes, you know, guys, sometimes you're lying there at night thinking you're having a heart attack. Whatever, does that not happen to you? Why? Yeah, so basically having fucking 15 cappuccinos with an extra shot doesn't make you feel that good when, you know, you're trying to relax and you're just like, I looked it up. Let's look it up now, right? For all you people out there. And it makes sense because, you know, when I think back on it now, I'm like, yeah, guess what? I think I've been having panic attacks for quite some time, but being too stupid to really, like, actually go, I should probably be doing something about that. But fuck it. There's times I've been a bit like, oh, I feel a bit... feel a wee bit restless and anxious for no reason, sitting watching TV here, you know, and then you get up and the next minute you're doing like a punch bag at fucking 11 at night. Type in symptoms. Here's the first 4 things come up. Symptoms of diabetes. I should really check all of these. Symptoms of thrush. Symptoms of anxiety, right? Listen to this. Where are we, you bastard? For fuck's sake. Making me click links. This turned into Colin plays you songs and then talks about his ailments. Let's see what these are. Feelings of panic, fear and uneasiness. Yeah, or as I call it, Tuesdays, huh? Problem sleeping. Yes. Cold, sweaty hands or feet. Probably sweaty, but not cold. Shortness of breath, heart palpitations, not being able to be still and calm. Yes! Dry mouth. Nah, not so much. Beautiful wet mouth. Numbness or tingling. Nah. Actually, I think once I was really stressing out and my legs did feel like they had pins and needles. Muscle tension, dizzy. Mate, I've got anxiety like a bastard now to read that. I mean, it is that thing, you know, if I read the fucking symptoms of AIDS, I'd probably be like, yep, I've got all that. 12 signs you may have anxiety. Other than you're Googling it on your own fucking podcast, you fucking asshole. I mean, the only thing that I can sort of pick up from it is, if I was genuinely, like, worried about something, I would understand it. You know what I mean? I would be going, yeah, I understand that I have a big thing coming up and I'm feeling nervous about it. But when you're sitting there, like, trying to watch fucking some TV, and you're like, oh, why do I feel like this? That's when it pisses you off. Do you know what I'm saying? Right, where's... see, he's fucking... 1 of 14? Suck my dick! Oh my god, I hate the fucking internet.
Click here to see such and such. Only joking, it's in 14 clicks.
Here's an ad for fucking whatever. Sorry, this is the worst podcast you've ever heard. Let me see. These are the same. Dizziness, tiredness. A noticeably strong, fast or irregular heartbeat. Don't know. Muscle aches and tension. Definitely. My neck gets so tense. And I've got fucking... what do you call that? Is it a trap? Like a trap? Walking around like fucking Tom Hardy when he was Bane. Not quite. Trembling or shaking. Nah. Shortness of breath. Stomach ache. Headache. Pins and needles. Difficulty falling or staying asleep. Yep. Oh yeah. Geddes has anxiety. Let's start drinking a lot. Let's move on quickly from anxiety. Although if anyone else has it and has any tips, get in touch with me. You know, just be like, here's what you do, mate. You just drink every night. Actually, that's not a good thing either, because I think drink makes you feel more anxious. I don't know, very inconvenient. Very inconvenient, because it's irrational, isn't it? Everything's going good for me, seemingly. You know, we're doing... this is turning to therapy. Mm-hmm. Speaking of therapy, listen to this fuckwad. Does anyone know who Seymour Moore is? Tom the Barrowmanny, who is a very funny comedian. If you go on... I actually have a podcast with him. If you go back down through the feed there. So, Seymour Moore, right? Is he an actor or something? 7 million people like his page, so he must be some sort of actor, right? Tom O'Malley put a video up of him miming along to, what the fuck, Pillow Talk or something? I think it's Zayn from Thing's song, right? He's miming along to that in the garden, and he put it up, and he said, this is the weirdest gypsy call-out video ever. I laughed, right? So, he puts that up, and I'm like, I watched it, and I was like, this cunt is like 50? What are you, this cunt's 50 dancing around his garden. I click on it, I've never seen him before. Turns out he's an actor. And then he does these videos like, hey man, hashtag Seymour goofballing. Like he's goofballing. He's like, man, I'm just showing y'all what funny is. Listen to this video, right? Listen to what he says.
No goofballing today, just sitting around thinking, dreaming about the future. No, I did not leave Criminal Minds to be a professional goofballer or a lip syncer. Just trying to have some fun. Stop tripping. Criminal Minds is on hiatus. All the actors are on vacation. I'm just showing you what fun looks like. The elevator doors closed on Criminal Minds, but they can always open up again. But in the meantime, I'm trying to get other doors to open in my career so I can show you what else I'm capable of. I also want other doors to open up in my personal life. I want to travel, meet new people, taste new food, explore. I want to get married. I want to have kids. Not going to rush that. That'll happen when the timing is right. I'm about to be 46 in 2 days. Damn. Still feel like I'm 30. I refuse to let this black crack. I'm going to have fun and stay young as long as I can. The future is exciting, but it's also scary. But my mama gave me a card that said leap and the net will appear. I believe in that.
Fuck up. What an actor cunt. The doors are not closed. You know what that is? That's like, that's the shit part about being an actor, I would imagine. He's like, he gets some job, he's got 7 million people on Facebook, you know, it's fucking, they're stopping it, and he's like, man, I wish I had another job to go to, but I've probably been doing that last job for too long, and they think that that's all I'm capable of, so I'll probably never work again. I'm 46, why am I talking to a camera and singing along to fucking Zayn Malik in a garden like some sort of asshole? You sound a bit like Morgan Freeman. Get a fucking... oh, Jesus Christ. That's it. You know? I'm just goofballing. I want to open more doors in my life. I want to fucking... mate, you're filming yourself outside of... where's all your mates? You know what I mean? If you're working hard on Criminal Minds, have a party or something. Don't just sit around going, man, I'm goofballing. I'm 46 as fuck. 25 years. Oh! You see, that's... you know, I've heard other famous comedians... other famous, like I'm famous... I've heard famous comedians talk like when they get acting jobs and they're like, they go in, they do the acting job, they don't really take it overly that seriously because they can just leave and go back to doing stand-up. You know, instead of hanging around with fuckwits like this. I want to show the world what I'm capable of. You're 50 and you're fucking capable of dancing around your garden like a dickhead. Unbelievable. Anyway, I've sort of it's been all over the place for the last 20 minutes. That's probably a symptom of anxiety, is it? That you're fucking all over the joint. I have to tell you about something. I'll tell you what gave me fucking anxiety. I went to Lidl the other day because, you know when you're like, fuck it, I would do an ad for Lidl. I love them. But what happens is, you know the Tesco's is going to be a fucking nightmare. So you basically just go to Lidl because there's no one in it apart from some Polish people and it's very quiet. You know, and you go in there and you can buy some top-notch veg. You know, it's good shit. So I go in. This is the most, like, talk about, this is why sometimes I get, you know, fucked off if I'm standing there and girlfriend Maureen decide, I call her Correct Change McGraw because she will stand there for way too long counting out exact change rather than like break a 20 or something. Whereas I am like, I will give you nothing but 20s and then walk around with 27 pound coins in my pocket. So I'm at the fucking, I couldn't believe it. I don't know where, I think I'd been out or something and I really did have, I think we'd just come back from Belfast and I had like fucking 19 pounds of, it was more than that, it had they been in the 20s of pounds and 50p's in my pocket and I was like, oh my god. So I go up to this woman who was like this lovely kind of very hyper, like, oh no, he's going, blah, blah. And she, I paid for the thing, right? And it was like, I want to say it was like 14 quid. I didn't get much. We basically bought food for that day and then a pile of sweets probably. And I was like, right, there you go. Sticking all this shit in a bag. And she go, I was like, can I get rid of some of this change? Because I literally had a rack of 10 pound coins. I was like, can I give you this change? And she's like, oh, I'd be glad to see it. Right, there's a queue behind me, right? I give her the 10 pound and then I count out another 4 and give her them and I'm holding my hand with a big pile of change and I've got like, you know, 4 or 5 pounds and then like 6 50p's and a fucking load of 20s. And she goes, here, I'll take the silver off you. And I went, what? And before I could fucking react, she'd put the 4 pound back in the thing and she was taking the money out of my hand. And it was one of them things where like, oh, this is happening now and I can't, like, what am I going to do, snatch my hand away and, like, start giving her fucking money? No, I get us just stood there, sweating, mind you. Actually, I could feel sweat forming on my forehead out of just embarrassment. So everyone behind me is probably thinking, look at this over this fucking fat retard here. Just standing there, dressed like a toddler, with his hand out. And this woman's counting money. And she, and I have my hand out. And she's just like, there's 1p, 1p, and 3 pound. And then she'll get to the 20s and be like, that's 20, 40, 60, 80 and a ton. 20, 40, 60, 80 and a ton. So she basically took like 14 pound 80 off me while I stood there with the change in my hand like a child that had been sent into a shop for their fat parent. Did you ever see that? You see that someplace? I remember seeing that in Scotland. There's a kid buying fucking figs and Red Bulls because the guy knew that the wee girl's ma was in the fucking car, fat as fuck, smoking. Very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. Just stood there as she took the money out of my hand. Like a tall fucking idiot. Like a tall toddler. Man, I'm just looking for new things in my career. More doors to open. I'm a dance around in my garden at the age of 50 to Zayn Malik from One Direction.
More travel, meet new people, taste new food, explore.
Go to Lidl, embarrass myself.
Kids. Not gonna rush that.
I love the way he just said.
That'll happen when the time. I want to get married. I want to have kids. Not gonna rush that. That'll happen when the timing is right.
That is such. He's like. I want to get married. Want to have kids. You can't rush that. You have to make a lady pregnant first, and you know, let the baby grow inside her belly for a little while before the baby's born. I thought you just had them delivered. That's a bit like, did you ever see the episode of Extras with Ian McKellen in it? And he's explaining how to act. He goes, there will not be a script on the night. You must remember the words and pretend to be the character. There will be no scripts. And he's explaining to him how to act. He's like, uh-huh. That's about what that guy sounds like.
I want to get married, but you can't just steal women and tie them to a radiator and do sexual things to them. And then they don't just come with babies built in. You got to make a baby, and then eventually it grows and it comes out, and you got to take care of it because it's a real human being. But I'm not going to rush that because I'm technically unemployed because Criminal Minds isn't on anymore, because no doubt it's a pile of shit. In the meantime, do you want to see me flex my abs to a Bieber song? I'm 50. I'm 50 as fuck. I'm Shamar Moore. Fucking asshole. Andy Dufresne.
Other than that, I've basically been up to fuck all week. Speaking of anxiety, I think I just basically talked a lot about the plans for the whole General Banter movement. We've started the page, if you want to like the General Banter page. You know, I've had chats with even the people from Boojum who I made a video for recently there. You can check it out. It's on the Boojum Belfast page. I've made videos for them in the past. There's a load of them. Check them all out. But just chats with them, plans for the General Banter sort of movement. It could get very interesting, guys. You know, sometimes you bounce around in the dark for a few years, and then all of a sudden you go, oh my god, why didn't I just do this the whole time? So there's going to be big things happening. You know, we've got plans. You know, I'm not going to give it all away because, first of all, it probably won't make sense because no one really is doing it here. But things like, you know, just things like, I think there should be a weekly, you know, mixed bill podcast that is streamed online that you can tune into. Like, it's fucking like a TV show. Especially with the things like Facebook Live and whatever. Makes it very easy to do that sort of shit. You don't need the TriCasters and all this bullshit that you used to need. So things like that, you know, and it'll be saved or filmed separately, put up on YouTube, all that shit. It's going to be exciting. You know, my podcast, there should be eventually, I'm sure, a podcast network with a load of them where you can find them all under the one fucking bracket. Just things like that. There are obviously other plans, but that was one of those things where I was like, basically I had a lot of editing to do last week and it all ended on Friday. And I just spent the weekend kind of just fucking around on the internet looking at things. And then by the time it was Sunday, I was like, oh my god, I have some pretty sweet ideas here. So I had some well-needed, sitting around kind of doing fuck all. Sometimes you do need that, you know, sometimes you need to step back from things and just look at it, you know, and then let it panic you and get super anxious about it. You know, and then Google anxiety and go, yeah, I definitely have that. I definitely have that. Let's try and not go to sleep forever. Here's a weird thing. On that, is it TV3?
Don't thought!
There was a show on called The Stand-Ups, and it was following, like, but a load of people, most of them have actually played Lavery's. Robbie Bonham, Chris Kent, who just had a baby. Shout out to Chris Kent. He definitely doesn't listen to this, but respect to him and his lady wife on their baby, who he took a picture of and went, yep, definitely one of mine. Looks Chinese from the back, which is one of Chris Kent's jokes, is that he looks Chinese from the back. He does. He's small with very, very dark hair. And if you've never heard a Cork accent before, at a distance, may as well be Chinese. So congrats to him on his baby. Him and his wife, all the best of luck. But I'm watching this show. He's on it. Niamh Maron's on it. She's been at Lavery's. Colm Terrell. I'm pretty sure he's in New York at the minute, or was, or whatever. There's a bit in the fucking show, if you get to watch it in like some sort of player. There's a bit where they're talking about gigs and all. And he's like, oh, I have to go off. You know, they're talking about the gigs that they have. And the guy goes, by the way, I don't know what, we're watching World War Z or Z or whatever the fuck it's called, which is a pile of shit. And we flicked over and we're like, oh, that thing's on. So we flick over, watching it. Colm Terrell goes, oh yeah, we're going up to Belfast tonight for a gig. Clicks on the fucking computer and it's me and Mickey on the fucking poster on the telly. And he goes, oh, I'll get up to gig with these guys, two very funny guys. So I'll share that. And I was like, that is the weirdest thing that ever happened. You flick on a fucking show to watch about, like, comedians and the guys going to your gig. That was fucked up. That was back in the early days of Lavery's. Things have changed now, mate. You know? It's the best place to do comedy in Belfast. I said it. Suck my dick. But it was just a very strange moment to just click the fucking TV, switch it on and be like, oh my God, there's us on the TV. Totally freaked out. But not a bad program. And, you know, a lot of those, like, especially, like, Al Porter, you know, they've gone on to do a lot of, you know, nice shit since that program was on. So there you go. Oh, fuck. Let me just talk about some things that I watched. First of all, watch The Gift, which, if you haven't seen on the old Netflix, is a show. It's a film basically about a guy who shows up on a guy's life and he's like, oh, do you remember me from school? And the guy's like, oh yeah, that's Gordo the weirdo. And then he's trying to explain to his wife, and then it basically turns out that it's a guy from his sort of teenage years that he actually bullied, that his wife doesn't know that he bullied, and he bullied him quite bad, and then the guy comes and fucks his life up. Good film, freaky as shit. Watched that, and then we watched straight after the O.J. Simpson thing, The People versus O.J. Simpson. Jesus Christ, guys. And we wasted a full fucking... I watched from episode fucking 5 or something to episode 9. Watched it all. And it's amazing because there's a lot of things... In fact, if you didn't know about it, it's actually quite... It's quite a good way to sort of learn about what the goings on. But, like, it got to the end. It's no spoiler alert, guys. It's a true story. You get to the end, and... First of all, I had no idea that in the fucking... You know, when the jury go off to make their decision, I had no idea that it was such a whitewash. You know, I know that, like, a lot of the jury were black, and it was a... It just turns out that at the time, it was everything was pretty fucking tense between the blacks and the whites, and your man Johnny Cock. I had no idea about this, by the way. I'm probably saying this, and you're going, yeah, that's pretty much what everyone picked up from it, you fucking dick. But all your guy Johnny Cochran did was just sort of pander to the black people, who were obviously not long after, like, the LA riots and, you know, the Rodney King beatings and all that shit. And he's, like, you know, basically saying that, you know, this was a fucking... This was the cop who was a racist, and there's tapes of him screaming, nigga! You see, you can't land hard on the R. That's what makes it racist. But you can say it in, like, a... The way I just said it, as if you were ODB. But, yeah, it was just saying that the cop was racist, and that, you know, he didn't like seeing a fucking black man and a white woman, and he killed him. It was a fucking mess. And, like, I don't know why anyone didn't stand up and just go, yeah, it was clearly OJ did it. Like, fuck. Clearly did it. You know what I mean? Didn't, you know, fucking hated her anyway. She was probably banging around the place. He was banging around the place. He didn't like it. You know, fucking, she's going out with some fella who's living in his fucking house, essentially, and driving around in his fucking cars. And all. I mean, I'd probably stab him myself, to be honest, but yep, that's actually happening. Also, a point that I heard on a different podcast was they definitely would have brought up head trauma if it was happening today. They're like, yeah, this guy was a professional fucking football player. He's been smacked on the head millions of times, and he is showing the fucking characteristics of someone who has, like, head trauma. Short-tempered, irrational, fucking violent, confused, forgetful. Like, the guy, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that's exactly what it was. And then, what was I listening to? And they were talking to someone, they were like, the way that he is in prison now is, like, 100%. To just get dead giveaway that he's suffered major fucking head trauma. You know? I've been smacked on the head a fair amount of times. And I guarantee you, it fucking... Something's going on there. You know? Something's going on up there. In the old fuck tank. But what an unbelievable show. The casting director deserves a fucking 2 Oscars and a Golden Globe. Right up their asshole. Unbelievable. And it's fucking, it's just like, oh. I don't know how, like, everyone on that jury should have went to fucking jail. You know, they're like, are you, how can one side put across all these facts, DNA, which clearly I thought DNA was very much in play back then, but seemingly it was fucking new enough and no one really gave a shit about it. You know, try this glove on, and he's, you know, the glove's covered in blood, which obviously makes it shrink, and fucking, you know, he's wearing a pair of gloves under it before he puts them on, and he's like acting like fuck. OJ's like, oh, I can't get this glove on. You can fake that with any glove. You can do that with a shoe. You go to put the shoe, oh, god damn, that's not gonna fit. And then you had one side with all the facts and going, this has happened. There's blood here. There's blood there. There's blood everywhere. There's blood on his fucking socks. There's blood. There's his hair was on his hat. His blood was in the car. All this shit. DNA. You know, the stats with the DNA mean that it's one in whatever fucking billion, and there's only fucking whatever billion in the world. All these facts. All these fucking facts. And then on the other side, you had your guy Johnny Cochran just putting on this fucking show. Like, if the glove does not fit, you must acquit. And all these black people on the thing are like, that's right. Just pandered to the blackness, which is, it sounds like an NWA album. They just pandered to the black crowd, and they're like, yep, that's my OJ. There's no way he's not fucking guilty. And you're like, what the fuck has gone on here? I was getting stressed out, even though I sort of fucking knew that I knew what would have happened. But it's a great show, and also talk about fucking getting shit on for being a woman. Your girl, was her name Marcia Clark? I mean, like, you know, you forget the scale of things, right? You forget, like, you know, when you talk about, like, oh, slavery or something, you go, yeah, that really wasn't that long ago. Or you go, da, 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 something else, something else. What, no matter what it is, like gay rights or something, you don't have to go back that far before you go, oh yeah, that was actually fucking illegal back, you know, 30 years. Like, there's a lot of things that weren't that long ago. And there's one bit where they're talking about someone being done for, like, domestic abuse. Oh yeah, it was one of the jury members or something, and they basically, you have to be very impartial. So if it's like a domestic violence case, everyone gets screened and they're like, have you ever been involved in domestic violence? And the reason they do it is because if someone has been involved in domestic violence, maybe they have like a sort of grudge or slight vengeance towards anything domestic violence related. So there was one girl who turns out she'd been raped by her husband, right? And they're talking about that, and they're like, listen, we didn't know that you had this previous case. Why didn't you admit to it? We're going to have to get rid of you from the jury. Because you have to be, like, impartial, is that the fucking word? Yeah. And then one of the guys turns around, and he's like, oh, when it happened, that wasn't actually legal or illegal. And this, you know, he's basically going, yeah, a few years ago when that woman was raped twice, it wasn't actually illegal for a man to just fucking rape his wife. and your girl in the show, Marcia, something's like, did you really just say that out loud? Fucking unbelievable. And then she got fucking just bullied, basically, for being a woman. You know, a lot of it was like that she was this bossy fucking woman, and like, you know, she had weird fucking hair, and they were all sort of, they were breaking down like her hair and her fucking clothes and the way she got on, more so than what she was actually fucking saying in this court case, which was, from gathering from this fucking thing, all 100% correct. You know? And no one picked up on fucking Johnny Cochran giving it the fucking, like, Flava Flav in the other corner.
If the glove did not fit, you must have quit.
But yeah, fucking unbelievable show. And then it turns out, everyone just fucking dies of cancer anyway. Take that, Johnny Cochran, in your brain, you fucking piece of shit.
If the drug does not acquit,
nosebleed death. If the glove does not acquit, yeah, you'd be a good lawyer, Colin. And then Kardashian just fucking died of guilt, didn't he? But here's what I thought. I thought, well, you're just a bit of a fucking puss, you know, saying like, you know, why did you sort of stick beside your mate even though you knew that he killed this fucking woman? And then it turns out he was in such a fucking sticky situation. It was like, he couldn't walk away because that was like a dead giveaway that he thought that OJ did it. And then there would be a lot of focus on his family and stuff. So he was kind of stuck in the middle. Like, I'm going to have to just play along here, even though I know he killed her. And then it just so many bullshit things. She gets killed. He doesn't, you know, OJ doesn't even ask what she was killed, you know, how she died. He's just like, I'll be there in a minute, sure. Sure, it wasn't me. Stabbed the fuck out of her. What? You! So there you go. That was my summary of the OJ Simpson program. But one thing I did take away from it was whoever casted that fucking thing is a goddamn genius. Genius! And also, don't be a female lawyer in the 90s. Okay, because you will get fucking shit upon and not taken seriously. Good times. Good times to be a woman. And that's coming from me. You know? Colin, did you just sympathize with... By the way, story of the day yesterday was when Johnny Depp and his daughter... girlfriend, Amber Heard, who let's just take a minute for her. Jesus Christ. Let's Google her, in fact. And this is a new section this is called Audio Perving, where Colin Googles people and stares at them for a second before actually talking about Jesus Christ. Oh my. And I thought, someone told me she was a lesbian, but I suppose if Johnny Depp's throwing dick at you, ain't a lesbian no more. Oh my God, she is banging. Jesus Christ. They get better. She's very pretty. I would probably just try and squash her entire face into my mouth. One of the stories was, oh my days. Oh Jesus! It literally looks like someone's weird da walking around with this girl who's full scale banging. With the black hair for a minute. Jesus Christ almighty. Right, so what happened was they basically tried to smuggle their two dogs into Australia, probably on a private jet or some shit, and then they didn't declare it, and they basically got done for it. And then they made this, like, what everyone's dubbed as, like, a North Korea-style fucking apology video, where he looks rough as fuck, and she still looks good, let's face it. I put the photo up, it's got 420 likes there, which is fun for me. But I captioned it, when your dad gets called into your school because you got caught smoking fags at break and he's just raging, he had to leave the pub. Because that's what it looks like. He looks haggard and angry. And she looks great there. But he looks rough as fuck. What a weird couple. Johnny Depp, grow a fucking moustache or something, you know what I mean? Stay quirky. You really do look like someone at a fucking IRA funeral there. You know, like a scumbag who put a suit on for a second.
That's me. I'm respectable member of society.
Let's go back to Google to look at this girl. Oh! Squirt! Let's move on to some questions, guys. Oh, my throat. After making that strange strange fucking noise there. Let's go to Twitter. Twitter.com. Let's hit these questions. Sorry, I forgot to do the old Snapchat thing again. I don't know if that'll happen. I think the magic of that moment just sort of lived and died in that, you know. What can you do? Like, I mean, I could do it again. The problem with Snapchat is you can't look at it and vet the questions, if that makes sense. Oh, by the way, have you seen fucking Facebook's new profile video? You get to record a little video for yourself. That's very exciting. Look at her face. My goodness. Right, let me just see these Twitter questions. Yeah, you can't do it. You know, because you're opening them live and you only get to see them for a second. So you could be opening it and it's just like, here, get us a fucking pint of water, you fucking dick. And you're like, cool. Glad I won that shit. Let me see. Benji Hunter. Questions from Twitter. Let's do it. Let's rattle through these motherfuckers. We're at 44 minutes. Is the video of you working with the Ulster rugby players? Is the video of you working with the Ulster rugby players? Question mark. Remember you mentioning it in a podcast? Yeah, let me tell you something, Benji. I've said it before and I'll say it again. They're not using it. After we went and shot it at Boojum and there, because we shot it with Boojum, for Boojum. And it basically, I don't know whether it was the players' agents or Boojum just weren't happy with using it. And I think it was because we'd tried to use rugby players who weren't actors, essentially, and maybe a bit of the comedy was lost. It still looked brilliant, and it was still funny. So, I don't know what the fucking problem was. I definitely would have put it up, but seemingly they didn't want to use it. Which is a bit of a shame. And because it was so Boojum heavy, it was just fucking, it's hard to use if they don't want to use it. There will be shots of it in my fucking General Banter production reel. You know, when we eventually go live as a production company for businesses. It'll be in that, so that might be the only chance to see it. Jordan McCann, have you ever tried this? Mickey Bartlett has. And it says, oven mitt, a sexual act when a man shoves his hand into a woman's asshole and then inserts his penis into her vagina while in doggy style. The man then jacks himself off through her colon with his hand still in the anus. I gave that bitch the oven mitt last night. I like the way they put it in context there, in the worst way possible. You know, it's like going, I give that bitch the oven mitt. That is unbelievable. What a terrible way to put that in context. That's like going to the dictionary and opening it and says, cat. And then the sentence to put it in context is, there's a cat. Fuck's sake, mate. Be a bit more creative with your oven mitt. Listen, what sort of fucking enormous Amazon bitch are you riding that you can put your hand in her asshole and also your dick in her fanny? Come on, mate. Think about the biology of that. Unless she's like a big woman, you know, she's like 6'2" and giant, and you're a little tiny bird-like man. You know, most couples, the man is considerably bigger than the woman. You can't do that. Do you know what I mean? I don't know who, like, it's not working. There isn't room for both of those things to happen. Oven mitt. And then Mickey replied to Jordan McCann saying, I thought that was called the ventriloquim. Which is very funny. I mean, you could just call it the finger puppet. But is that too easy? Cool. There was some banter going on between, it was a Brian John Spencer. I think he must be a artist. Brian John's artist, yeah. There you go, writer. Cool. Someone was like, oh, you should come and draw these boys at Lavery's, and he said it could be arranged. And Chris Carville, who is, can't really see his face there. He said A1 paper and spare pencils may be required. Not naming names. Which alludes to the fact that me, Mickey, and Kieran are very, very fat. So, good joke there from Chris Carvel. I mean, I'll take a slagging for being fat from anybody except Mickey Bartlett. Because even though he may be smaller and probably lighter than me, you've never met a bigger pile of shit in your life. You know what I mean? He's like a fucking hospital bin bag that just stood up and started walking. He's a fucking mess. And you're like, don't slag off. Like, I would literally run you into the floor, across the board, fat or not. You fucking mess. I've said it before, said it again. Never done just leaking or squirt or flaking or some sort of thing going on with them. Oh, my abscess. Mickey, don't ever say abscess around me if you don't want me to vomit into your mouth like a mummy seagull.
Ah!
You fucking piglet. Piglet? Piglet? Got me all riled up now. Can't speak properly with all my clinical anxiety. Might have to start smoking weed or something. Comments on upcoming UFC match between Barrack Boys and one of the guys from Belfast Graveyard video.
Yous love your McDonald's, don't you? Yous conscious.
I always laugh at that, at how far from the original saying that's been. Like, that should be like, you guys sure like your McDonald's? And it went from that to, you love your McDonald's, don't you, just conscious? Anyway, Conor McLarnon comments on the UFC match. I wish people would stop saying UFC instead of MMA. Do you fight UFC? No. He's an amateur MMA fighter who's fought in a fucking Holiday Inn somewhere. Yeah, that'd be funny if it was a real fight, wouldn't it? I mean, this is a problem when you interact with people who give you stick. Just don't do it. Like I do, you know? Don't even read your comments. Who gives a shit? You know, I've never commented on a video in my life. You know, so good or bad, I'm like, I don't know what would make you do it. Sure enough, like it. Hit the likes on it. Who gives a shit? But, anyway, do you know what? It'd be good to watch, wouldn't it? Couple of hard lads drinking a fucking couple of 3 litres and trying to fight each other. I mean, that's the truth of a lot of things, you know. Most people can't fight, me included. Come on, we'll have a fight. Come on, we'll flail for 30 seconds till both of us don't have our breath anymore. And then we'll cry and hug and leave. I've seen videos of people who, you know, claim they fight. Oh, I do this and I do that. And then next minute, they're on video at some fucking charity boxing match. And you're like, cool. You look like someone just woke you out of bed to fucking fight. What about Chris Reezy? What about Oscar Pistorius' verdict getting bumped to murder and set for trial in June? Here's what I think. Yeah, of course he is. Because he's definitely murdered her. I've talked about that before. In fact, I remember saying some sort of line in a joke, and then the next minute I heard about two or three other people fucking saying it. But anyway, what am I, the king of jokes? Definitely not. I actually stopped doing the material because every cunt was doing it. Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard to talk your way out of that. You're the only one in the house. Your girlfriend's in the toilet and you shoot through the door and she dies. What the fuck were you thinking? All it would have taken was, Reva, are you having a shite? And she's like, yes, mate. Which is like the worst Australian accent when I'm trying to do a South African one. And then he's like, pulls one of his legs off and shoots her. Like, he's in that movie Death Proof, or is that even the right movie? Fucking unreal. Weird, though, how your life can just take a shit turn like that, and next minute you're in jail. Has anyone caught you Snapchatting yourself in public from Chris McCulloch? No, mate. I mean, I don't really Snapchat in public. I usually do it in the privacy of my own home, acting like a twat. In fact, my life has been boring as shit for about the last 3 weeks, doing nothing but sitting in a fucking office editing. But what can you do? These things have to be done. I've never Snapchatted openly in public. I mean, I'm not doing like that body coach guy or that. Hello, Snapchat. I'm just walking down a fucking street, shouting in the phone. Meh, about to do a hit session. Here, fuck. Speaking of hit sessions, I did this thing yesterday, which I copied off a girl on Instagram. My fucking arse and leg. I'll probably not be able to get out of this seat, to be fair. Hit session. If you don't know what that is, I'm going to explain it to you, because I've done about 3 of them, guys, so I should know. Is when you do 20 seconds on and 40 seconds off of sheer madness. You know, so you're doing these fucking, like, bouncy squat type shits and burpees and fucking, you know, press ups on blocks so your tits hit the floor. But you do it like flat out, and let me tell you something, fucks you right up, sir. So we'll see what the crack is when I try and get up here. Chris Reezy again, watch the Peter Kay show tonight. Is there any funny lyrics you've misheard? If so, what songs? Yeah, I don't know. I can't really remember off the top of my fucking head. But what I'll do is, like, I'll hear a song, and then I'll essentially dirty it up, if that makes sense. So I'll make it dirty. Like, there's the new Drake song. Listen to this. Where are we here? I'm waiting to get the good bit here. Streets not fair, way, you know that. Grips on your ways, front way. Drake. Now, when he goes, I need a wind dance, I would just be going, I got a fat cock. And I don't know why. Because we all know that's a lie. But it's just fun for me to be like, I got a fat cock. Stuff it in the back of a toaster. Like, I got a fat dick. Just shit. Just making up dirty versions of stuff. First of all, I would have slagged Drake about a year ago, and today I would get a Drake tattoo over my own face. You know? The only bit I don't like in that song is he says, nobody makes it for my ends. And you're like, bro, stop hanging around with Skepta a lot, because you're not from the ends, are you, mate? You fucking white cunt. I'm blacker than Drake. I got a fat dick. I can't remember the last ones I misheard in a wrong way. Aidan McAloon, with the banter. Would you rather go to jail for 5 years for being a pedo or 25 for being a murderer? I don't know if I'd really want either of those. Because it's a good question, because you come out of jail, you know, you come out of jail after 5 years, but you're still tarnished with the name of pedo. Depends what you did. I mean, did you actually fuck a child? Or did you just get caught with, like, some pictures that you didn't take? I mean, I've seen that on a program. What program? What was it? Louis Theroux or something? You get some guy who was, like, voluntarily chemically castrated himself, which means he didn't have any, like, sexual urges, because he knew that he was a pedophile. He's like, listen, I got fucking abused as a child, and for some reason, I'm attracted to children, and I want to do something about it. And they take him in, and they fucking pump him full of, like, estrogen or estrogen or however the fuck you say it. And next minute, he doesn't get boners, and he's not thinking about banging kids. And, it's like, I mean, that would be a fuck. I'm not standing up for fucking pedophiles, but, like, that must be the most fucked up situation in the world. You're like, for whatever reason, whatever happened to me when I was younger makes me attracted to children. Which is weird as fuck, isn't it? Weird as shit. Luckily for old Geddes over here, Tell you what, you know, people are like, oh, do you have any fetishes? People are like, oh, I'm into feet and all. You know what I'm into? Big fat arses. Huh? Which you're not going to get on a child, so work away, kids. Oh, gee, this is what happens when you're left alone in a room. Let's hit these Facebook questions. Dolores Gallagher, great name. Can you upload your Snapchat vids on your YouTube like a compilation? Hilarious. I always say you should be famous by now. Oh my God. That's some depressing shit. Yeah, well, I might, but I mean, I'm going to have to name it. Like, here's my Snapchats for the fucking month. I don't know. Well, yeah, I will now that you've said that. How about that? No problem. I'll start doing that. Dolores, what are you shorting that to? Dolly or something? Anyway. Chris Delaney, why is Dungannon full of Vietnamese-looking dole hoppers? I mean, I see what you mean, because we do live near Dungannon out here in the country. And there, for want of a better term, there are a lot of little brown guys. That's racist as fuck, Colin. Come on now. Seemingly, I don't think it's Vietnamese. I think they're from what I hear, it's East Timor. Someone told me that. East Timorese. Which is fucked up, how you would end up in Dungannon. But it must be a right fucking shithole. So that's seemingly the explanation, and they work in the meat factories. So there you go. There's my info. Damien Wild, the Wild Boy. TV shows you're not proud of watching and enjoying. Guilty pleasures. Fuck, what have I watched recently? Watched that OJ thing, but it's not really a guilty pleasure because it's fucking brilliant. Kimmy Schmidt, that thing came back on Netflix. It's great. I wouldn't say I have any guilty pleasures. I mean, my guilty pleasures, which, again, you shouldn't even really be guilty about. I would literally watch cooking programs all fucking day. You know, Matty Matheson. Watched his new one with the steak and potatoes. What? Look up that guy. You know, if you want to see a fat fucking Canadian covered in tattoos who looks like he's wearing all my clothes, watch Matty Matheson. Anthony Bourdain. Like any food shows, I'll just watch them to death. Anthony Bourdain, by the way, is about 70 and just won a fucking jiu-jitsu competition. So how about that? I wouldn't say I had any guilty pleasures. I wouldn't mind some. You know, tried to watch that RuPaul's Drag Race the other day and it was so fucking shit. Well, it was Maureen and Mickey Bartlett and all. They were all sitting around watching it and I was like, right, you've seen one episode of this. Would that not do you? Because the rest of it's a full dog shit. Does anyone at Ross Murray, does anyone ever use your second name as a verb? Colin, get us something delicious from the shop there, would you, pal? I mean, people have said it before. It's funny that. Yeah, Rossa Murray. Yeah, it has been said before, but I mean, that's it, really, isn't it? It's as funny in real life as it does when you just asked it there.
Here, get us a glass of water. Get us.
Yeah. Cool. Nathan Conthelia. Worst insect. Earwigs are a personal hatred. Yeah, insects can fuck right off. Although it's getting to the point where most of the world's protein might be coming from insects, so I would get used to them earwigs. Once they discover that, you know, farming beef is destroying the planet more than like fucking power plants. According to that cowspiracy documentary, they're gonna be like, right, you're not allowed to eat cows, so next minute there's 15,000 million of them in your house. And you know, you're having to just cook up insects because no one seems to give a shit about insects. Don't eat cows, eat insects. What they're not like. See, to be honest, people get scared of snakes and spiders and shit. I'm not scared of things that I could just stand on. You know what I mean? I'm not big into, like, mice and rats and shit like that. We had mice in this house. Because during the summer, I just left the fucking door open all fucking day like a dickhead. And two mice get in. I'm saying two because we murdered both of them. And there was never any more. So, mice aren't that nice. Especially when you see them, you're like, oh God, that's going to crawl up my dick when I'm sleeping. Yeah, fuck them anyway. Tiernan Russell, other than doing stand-up comedy, what else would be your dream job? I don't even think stand-up's my dream job. I like doing it amongst all the other things I do for good crack. But I've said this before, I would definitely do some sort of night class as a butcher. No joke. Beanies or caps? I don't know, caps probably. I wear both, I have loads. Eamon Kelly, what did Ewan's... What did Ewan's do with a broken chair in Rathlin? What do we do with it? Nothing. I mean, it wouldn't have fucking broke had there been a sofa cushion on it. But there wasn't, so Dave Elliott hit it like a fucking 20-stone wrecking ball and just smashed clean through it. So what do you want? Get a pillow on it. It wouldn't have happened. Colin H. McKay, would you ever consider making a Radio 4-style panel show like The Unbelievable Truth with the filthy-mouthed Northern Irish comics rather than posh English types? I reckon that would be great crack. Well, one of the things that I would like to start producing is, like, say, pick, like, a fucking Friday or something and, you know, a handful of the lads do a podcast which would have... It wouldn't be a panel show, but it would be, you know, it would be like a slightly more structured podcast where we would talk about certain things and maybe play little fucking games and shit. And, you know, I want people to tune in, possibly live, to watch it, but they can also catch up on it. They can do whatever. So, yeah, we've thought about it. Panel shows suck dick. I mean, you take someone like Mickey Bartlett and put him on fucking... You know, any of those shows, what the fuck was there? Bad Language with fucking Keelty. Delete, 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 which is the biggest pile of fucking discharge I've ever seen in my life. Fucking shit. Here's what you... I don't know why people from here don't just watch American TV and go, let's just copy that. Let's just do our version of that. Because although it's a copy, it'll be better because someone with more fucking brains has thought it through. Instead of your pile of shit. Let's play Delete, Delete, Delete. What have you been looking up? Well, it says here, how to fucking make mashed potato. Ha ha! What are you like, you mad bastard? Let me tell you something. If you got your hands on fucking minor Mickey Bartlett's computer and looked up the Google history, you'd be in jail. Alright? You would go straight to fucking jail. You know what I mean? Today, mine would be like, symptoms of anxiety, some other shit, bloody blah blah, where do you buy hoodies, Amber Heard's tits. Okay? That would be mine, and that's on a fucking clean day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I definitely did just write in tits there after her name, and, okay. Oh, is that her getting her muff licked? Class. What an absolute winner in life. She is very attractive. Fuck it. Right, last few questions. Stormzy and Limelight, did you end up going in C&Q? No, mate, I didn't. I don't know if I ever had the plan of going. But it did look pretty fucking sweet. Your favourite heckle response from Mark Downey? I don't really have one. You just have to roll with it in the moment, you know what I mean? Although I do get heckled very infrequently. Let me see, last two questions. Glenn Burton, do you listen to Bill Burr's podcast? I think he's brilliant, but a few friends think he's sexist. I call it being a 47-year-old who's met his fair share of skanks.
So he's jaded, but his heart's in the right place.
It's just he notices things. You know what I mean? Let me tell you something. He does sort of shit on women a good bit, but I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of it you couldn't even fucking argue with. Also, a lot of humour is derived from, like, talking about things that you really shouldn't be talking about. And there's also humour taken from unquestioned sort of social rules, which is the reason Curb Your Enthusiasm exists. And there's a lot of comedy around that. Like, the bit where he's talking about, you should never hit women. And he goes, why is that? You know, he basically talks his way through that. And he's talking about the Rihanna thing and all. And like, I even said that last week. It was like something about, it was your guy Chris Reezy asked, like, something, you know, hitting women, guys who hit women. Yeah, if you're just walking around smacking women, you're probably a dickhead. But it is that thing of like, there is a time and a place where if something was going down, you may just have to front kick a girl in the face. You know? If someone was being genuinely dangerous and they were like about to harm anybody, there's a point where you go, it doesn't really matter if she's a fucking male or a female. You know? You have to be fucking taken out. 300 style. This is Sparta, douche. Just saying. He had similar, you know, is he sexist? Probably a bit. But there's probably different types of sexism. And, the problem is, you watch fucking Loose Women, the whole thing is like, I mean, people, the term sexism pretty much just means men aren't allowed to discriminate against women. But there's plenty of shit where it's the reverse. Like, girlfriend Maureen can't watch Loose Women because she's like, this is why men hate women. Because of these fucking silly cunts. But there's probably different types of sexism. You know, if you were to say to him, do women have equal rights to men? He would probably go, yeah. Which is pretty much what sexism, or like the feminist movement, is all about. You know, has he noticed things about women that piss him and probably a lot of other people off that happen to be true? Yeah. You know? We all know rightly. Like, there's bits of his comedy where it's like, the threat from men to women is that they're going to beat them up. Whereas the threat from women to men is that they can fucking destroy their lives. You know, legally and financially. Especially in America, if they want to. So that's where a lot of his, I mean, some of those, I've heard stories, it might have been his, on Bill Burr's podcast or someone else's, where they're talking about, like, you know, a guy who was working as a TV producer, who was earning a lot of money on a TV show. And he breaks up with his wife and she gets like alimony payments. So he has to pay her a certain amount of money, which is a percentage of what he was earning at the time. But it's TV work, so you go from job to job. So you might go from the biggest sitcom in the fucking world earning millions to unemployed for the next whatever amount of years. But this guy owed this woman something like fucking, it was horrendous. In the millions per year. And that was it. He just had to keep paying her. Like, there's something about that makes me fucking sick. Because if it's a breakup, surely you, I don't know how you could, you know, for fucking 20 odd years or whatever the rest of your fucking life, still somehow be connected to someone that you fucking technically hate. You know, the rest of your life, you got this baggage with you that you're going, yeah, he still has to pay me like 2 million a year, even though we broke up like 25 years ago. Do you know what I mean? Fuck that. You wouldn't, especially if you're in show business, you would not get fucking married in America. Fucking madness. I don't know, this has gone down a weird trail. Is he sexist? Not on a fundamental level, but definitely there are things that he picks up on that, but like I said, a lot of them you can't argue with. You know, is there any doubt that women are fucking are mental? No, they are full mental. Are the majority of men complete spastics? Absolutely. And I can name you fucking comedians that will talk about men being dicks, you know? Look them up. Look at all your fucking Margaret Cho's and your fucking Amy Schumer's and Janine Garofalo's. You know, there's plenty of their stuff. Will be like, listen, you men are a pack of spastics. And they're right. Same way Bill Burr's fucking right a lot of the time too. It's just not fun to listen to when it's true. Anyway, Glenn, I tell you what, you also have to realise a lot of comedians just say things because they aren't really supposed to be saying it. You know, me included. You know, I bet you if you met Bill Burr, he's very, very fucking nice. You know? In fact, I tell you what I like about Bill Burr. His wife is black, and not once does he ever use it as like a, oh, I can say that because my wife's black. He wouldn't even mention it, which is quite clever, to be honest. So he could, you know, he could. In fact, no. What I'm trying to say is he will like slag some black shit, which is fine. That's what people do. Black comedians slag white people. But he'll say some stuff like that, but not ever does he back it up by going, oh yeah, my wife's black, I can say that. Good for him. Final question. We've gone on like fuck this week. I have talked some major, major shit. Let's finish on this. It has 3 likes. Here we go. Christine Erskine. Two E's in your name there. Having a debate with my boyfriend Ryan Doyle about fart smells. We've been dating coming on 6 years. Dating for 6 years? Was it fucking Saved by the Bell? We've been living together for near 5 years and we're yet to do an air poo in front of each other. He says that farts don't smell like poo, whereas I say they definitely smell of shit. What are your thoughts on this matter? He says a fart can smell like food you have ate. Have it be known that any fart I have ever smelled has definitely not smelled like anything I have ever ate. Okay. What's the question? Having a debate with my boyfriend about farts, but we've been dating for... He says that farts don't smell like poo. Whereas I say they smell like shit. Definitely. Yeah, so it depends. It really does depend. I mean, if you've been eating some weird shit and you can do some farts and it's like, Jesus Christ, lads. And I'll tell you what else is a real thing. Sometimes the farts would absolutely strip paint, but the shit is kind of non-offensive, you know? Or you could be dropping little bum biscuits all day, then take a shit, and you're like, that shit is disgusting. I mean, you're talking to someone who shits like a fucking, like a some sort of livestock animal. So, no matter what it is, it's not smelling great. Can it smell like food? Not unless you've actually been eating shit. It smells like food you've had. Like if you had 50 boiled eggs and then farted, it would probably smell like eggs. And all the farts I've ever smelled. I mean, this would have been made a lot easier with if there was some sort of question in here. Farts don't smell like poo, correct? But like I said before, some of them smell worse than poo. What are your thoughts on this matter? I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not like if you had the fucking, you know, if your farts smell like food, you know, you could just eat a load of fucking Haribo, and someone comes in your house and they're like, "Are you burning a Yankee candle?" And you're like, "Nah, it's had a load of sweets yesterday, and I'm just fucking crop dusting this bitch." Smell that. It smells like strawberries. I mean, if my shits or if my farts smell like what I've been eating, the whole house would smell like, the people would be like, are you having a barbecue in here? I'd be like, nah, just add a lot of cooked meat, just a load of charred meat. Hence my farts smell exactly like that. I mean, if it smelled like exactly like the food you're eating, you would definitely eat things that smelled better. You know? And that would be funny if it was that accurate. You'd be able to fart near people. They're like, "Oh my God, did you have Ben and Jerry's last night?" And you're like, I did, Tina. How did you know? I could smell the fish food off your anus. So there you go. That's mainly my thoughts on that. Fucking hell. What a... Oh my God. What would be the best... What food smells the nicest? Coconuts? I've had a load of coconut water. Here you go. Yankee candle that. All over the room. Enjoy it. This has been the General Banter Podcast, guys. It's 1 hour 20 minutes. One of the longer podcasts that I've ever done. That last question threw me off a lot. I'm going to go now and eat, you know, like some nice smelling food to see how it feels on my asshole. Jesus Christ. Let me plug two more gigs. Oh God. Where do you go? Just where do you go from there? Yeah, we've got Lavery's tomorrow night, Mickey Bartlett headlines. Trying to be serious now. Saying that, I've stayed in a hotel room with him and we've eaten kebabs and he's farted in the room and it's almost like someone was just preparing a fresh one right in front of your face. Disgusting. But yeah, Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow night, the 20th of April. Mickey Bartlett does his Edinburgh show. Please come to that. That's going to be great fun. And get yourself a ticket for October 29th at the Ulster Hall. Me, Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett, fucking Aaron McCann, Dave Elliott, Rory Woods. And that's all I really have to say. The fart question will have thrown me off for, you know, 2 or 3 hours as I walk around the house googling fart anxiety. And for all you dicks who went to Stormzy, here's some Stormzy, and I'll speak to you next week. ColinGettis.com, like the General Banter page, follow me on Snapchat at ColinGettis. Take her easy, Stormzy. #Murder26, I don't know what the fuck you niggas for, but #Murder26 is fucking donuts, I don't know what the fuck. #Murder26, I'm that man smoking fucking rice, you say, I don't know. Driller, 16 bars, no filler. Man, when I end my career, I see better cut boys, no killers. Go figure, thinking you're big, I'm bigger. Think my white friends can say nigger. And I stand there like that's jigger. Go going on wicked and bad. Go going and pick up your stretch. But please don't twist up the facts. Pathetic, I see niggas go to trap from rap. But this rap game's long and this one stays on. So you see, don't pick up the pack. Difference, so many difference. So tell me, how comes I ain't dead yet? How comes I ain't dead yet? Nothing. How comes I ain't bled yet? 22 rounds to the old school legend like Leopard. Woo! See you later.
En Cox estamos un paso adelante, como el muchacho que ya sabe la orden de tu cafecito incluso antes de pedirlo.
Hey, José, café con leche sin lactosa, un toque de vainilla, templadito sin azúcar.
En Cox también nos adelantamos a lo que necesitas, por eso el precio de tu plan no subirá por 3 años. Y nuestra seguridad avanzada protegerá tu red de amenazas antes de que pasen. Cox, un paso adelante. José, llamada de tu jefe en 3, 2, 1. Al menos 500 megabits por segundo de velocidad y Cox Unlimited Mobile. Impuestos y cargos no incluidos en garantía de precio. Velocidad de datos móviles reducida tras usar 20 gigas al mes.